Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is Dilo from the United States, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So before you tell us about MS and your experience with LDN, what was your life like prior to being diagnosed with MS? Were you very active?
Oh, yeah. I was extremely active. I was actually into bodybuilding.
Really?
And yeah, I did that as a hobby. And I was a nail technician. I had my own nail salon. I was very active and had a real full life, and everything was going really well until I got slapped up alongside the head with MS.
So how old were you when you developed MS?
I believe I was 42. It was in August of 1995.
And what were your symptoms at that time that led you to the diagnosis?
Well, I woke up one morning in August of 95, and I had a loss of vision in my left eye. I couldn't see hardly anything, and then within a week, I couldn't see a white chair in front of a white wall, and I was having a lot of other symptoms. I was having... I was having a lot of light sensitivity, eye pain, a lot of flashes in my brain when I moved my eyes, dizziness, vertigo. I was nauseous. I had memory problems. I had bladder problems, fatigue. A lot of cognitive issues. Mm-hmm. I ended up going to the doctor. And they diagnosed me with optic neuritis. And they went ahead and gave me a test called a visually evoked potential, VEP. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a test where they measure your action of your bad eye. And I flunked it pretty badly. And then I had an MRI, but it was it came back negative for lesions. So they would not diagnose me at that time for MS. Mm-hmm.
So did you have a lumbar puncture at any point?
After the MRI, I just kind of decided to ignore everything and change my diet and try to do everything naturally because I was not diagnosed with the MS. And then about 5 years later, actually in August of 2000, I started having a lot more problems. I was having a lot more cognitive memory issues and sensory things. I was smelling smoke when there was no smoke. Very, very strange symptoms. I was forgetting how to do a lot of my work-related issues. I was having just a lot of problems. And so I went back to the neurologist, and he gave me an MRI. And then it showed a couple of lesions in my brain. And then I had the lumbar puncture, and that showed the MS. Mm-hmm. And then they diagnosed me at that time with relapsing remittance MS. And that was in August of 2000.
And what medications were you offered at that time?
I refused all medication. I'm not a big believer in... A lot of the drugs, it didn't seem like anything was proven to help it. So I did not want to go to the mainstream prescriptions. There were so many side effects and so many people that I'd read about that were having issues. I just didn't want to go there. So I opted not to do that and changed my diet to eat more healthy and tried to, you know, do more exercise and just take care of myself naturally at that time.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you before you came across LDN?
I was on the internet at that time on a website. I can't remember the name of it. It had something to do with the brain. And somebody on there was taking LDN, and they were talking about it. And at that time, I'd never heard of it. And a lot of people had never heard of it. This was in 2000. But it sounded really good, and they were doing a lot of research, and there was a lot of information from doctors. So I went ahead and did my research and thought, wow, this stuff is great. It can't hurt. I mean, it's so safe. It's been used for years and years. So I went ahead and printed out the information, and I took it to my neurologist and showed it to him, and he looked at it, and he goes, well, he says, okay, well, this sure can't hurt you. We'll try it. I was the very first person in my city that was ever prescribed LDN for MS.
Mm-hmm. And what was your experience when you first started? You know, what dose did you start on?
I started taking it in December of 2000, and I started at 3 milligrams at night. Mm-hmm. And the next morning when I woke up, I seemed to feel a little more clear. My brain didn't feel as foggy, and I just overall felt better and more alert. And that was the first day. So 4 to 6 months later, I was starting to have a few of the issues come back again, like a little fogginess and things. So I went back to the neurologist, and he put me on 4.5 milligrams. And I've been on that ever since. Mm-hmm. Everything improved. I mean, everything. I didn't have the fogginess, the pressure in my head, my abilities to speak and say the right words was unbelievably better. My cognitive issues were so much better. I didn't feel like I was dizzy. A lot of times when I walked, I would feel like I was tilting. That was gone. My vision came back. I forgot to tell you that. My vision came back after about 3 weeks after I was diagnosed with the optic neuritis. I forgot to tell you that. So my vision is 20/20, but that was before the LDN. Mm-hmm. So although my vision did never come back 100%, it's 20/20, but one of my left eye, the bad eye, has a difference in color, which is kind of unusual. One eye has a little more blue in it, one eye has a little more red in it, mm-hmm. you know, as far as, you know, when I look at things, so.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any initial introductory side effects, any sleep issue or stomach problems?
No, I've always, it's kind of hard to tell because I've always had a problem with insomnia. Basically my whole life. So I know a lot of people have problems with insomnia, but I couldn't tell any difference. Not at all. I had no side effects with mm-hmm. LDN. If I quit taking it for a week for some reason, I couldn't tell any difference in anything. I mean, my symptoms were still gone. I would take it again, and I couldn't tell any difference. I've never quit taking it more than a week, and that was when I ran out. So I totally believe that this has kept my MS at bay. My neurologist actually was really surprised, and I'm one of his success stories because he has a lot of sad cases. And so he's always happy to see me because it's always like, well, you're doing great. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on taking LDN, and and then I'm out the door, so.
So he's continued to prescribe it for you?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. He's the one that prescribed it for me, my neurologist. And like I said, I was the first person he'd ever prescribed it for MS.
It'd be interesting to know how many other people he's prescribed it for, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. He's retired now, so I don't know if I could get that information. Yeah. Probably not, since he's retired. Yeah, he just retired a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. But that's 20 years. I mean, he must have seen an awful lot of patients with MS or similar conditions, maybe lupus.
Right, yeah. He was one of the top neurologists here in our valley, so he saw a lot of people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say your life has been since you've been on LDN? What has it enabled you to do that you wouldn't have been able to do prior to LDN?
I started a business with a couple of partners about 4 years ago, and that was pretty stressful, and I was the one that was taking care of all the finances, which is, you know, mentally a little draining, and a lot of stress. I know stress can, you know, be kind of bad for MS, so I was able to do all that. I was actually did part of the construction, operated heavy equipment, front-end loaders, skid steers, steamrollers, you know, that type of equipment, which I'd never done before in my life. So I learned to do that. I was out in the sun in 105 degree weather. Normally, you know, I mean, that would have put me down, you know, before I started LDN. So, I've been able to do so much more than I ever thought. When I first got the MS, I was scared, you know, because I'd heard all these horror stories and these people that, you know, just, you know, they just don't get better and they just completely progress. And, you know, so I was scared. And then once I got on the LDN, I just felt like my whole world changed. My health just got back to, you know, so much better. And I still had some symptoms when I first started taking it for the first few years. If I mowed the lawn in 90 degree weather, it would wipe me out. I would be really tired. But like I said, the last 5 years, I don't even feel like I have it anymore, Linda. I just feel like I'm 100%. I mean, sometimes if I get too stressed or get overtired, I'll get a little more tired the next day. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that could be my age. Yeah. I'm 72. You know.
It's difficult for me even to think when I think, oh, I'm really tired. And my husband will say, you're not as young as you used to be.
Right. I know. It seems like a lot of times we blame things on the MS. But then we got to realize, well, I mean, there might be other issues here at work, you know. Mm. So, yeah, I would say, you know, when you get past 70, you might slow down a little bit, which I think I am a little bit. But still, I mean, I can do everything that I did when I was in my 20s.
That's amazing.
Maybe just a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say if you were talking to a young girl or a young boy in their early 20s who have been diagnosed with MS, who are very scared and frightened and don't know anything about MS or LDN, what would you say?
I would give them my experience and tell them that it was the best thing I ever did. I've never taken the heavy-duty drugs. And my MS is in remission, and that was the word that my neurologist told me, you're in remission. He told me that years ago. I would tell them to research it and to talk to other people who are on it. I would tell them to make sure that they research everything that they can get their hands on and talk to their doctor about it. I would also encourage them to try it because it's one of the safest drugs out there. It's been FDA approved for, I don't know how long, 30, 40 years, something like that. I can't remember right now, but I think since the 70s or 80s, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
For other things.
Yeah.
And It's been researched so much in the last, especially the last 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. It's just a very safe drug, and there are no horrible side effects. So why not try it? I mean, it's also good for other autoimmune diseases. It's been proven, and it's worked for that. I would encourage them to try it, to research it first, to be comfortable, and then to try it if they're comfortable. But it's the best thing I ever did. I mean, I feel like it's saved my quality of life.
Oh, it's just so remarkable how you have continued to be so well, you know, and you're not unique. There are people out there, and sharing experiences and talking to other people who are in the same boat as you really does make a difference to somebody who's got MS or whatever condition it is, just to feel you're not totally on your own, that somebody has some experience of that condition, and especially of LDN as well.
I think that's extremely important to let everybody know that they're not in this alone, that there's others that are going through the same thing, and that the LDN has worked for them. Now, Linda, I've been on it. It will be 20 years this December that I've been on it.
Wow.
And a lot of people, they're hesitant to try it because they're not sure about it. But I hope that they can look at my experience as an example to know that I'm 72 years old. I weigh about 105 pounds. I'm a 5'3" female, and it's worked incredibly well for me with no side effects. And I just hope other people will be encouraged by my experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for having shared your experience today. It's been absolutely amazing, and let's have you back another time. And I hope to see you, if you can make it, to the next conference in Virginia. I know that's quite a hike from you, West Coast to East Coast. But like you say, you're like a 20-year-old. That shouldn't be an issue, should it?
Right. It's definitely something to think about. I'll try to plan on it.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.